talking to 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Congratulations, sir.
Absolutely. I'm always pleased when my neighbors give me another chance to represent them in the United States Congress, and hopefully in this particular set of circumstances, finish that farm bill, Ron.
Now, let's talk just briefly about tonight and then maybe talk about lame duck as well. This evening, expectations are the Republicans will hold the majority in the House.
That appears to be the case. A couple of the national networks have now called a Republican majority to be maintained. Speaker Boehner will continue to be Speaker. The indications are we're not going to be so fortunate on the Senate side, so status quo once again. As you and I visit, Governor Romney's 700,000-800,000 votes ahead, but there's still a lot of electoral votes to be counted, and those are the ones that really cast, so we may wind up with status quo, but I'm still crossing my fingers and waiting for the results tonight in the presidential race.
Well, let's talk about if we get status quo really across the board, what does that mean in the lame duck for a farm bill, you think?
Well, whether it's lame duck or regular session, it means that we're going to have a tighter fiscal policy, less money to spend. It's going to make the farm bill more difficult to write. I would hope that whichever the case may be tonight, if President Romney, who I voted for, is victorious, that would give President Obama some incentive perhaps to clean up his business as he leaves the executive branch at the end of December. By the same token, if he happens to be reelected, President Obama, that is, then he's got an incentive not only to address farm bill policy, but military sequestration and the tax issues. As far as I can determine, the $35 billion that we try to save in the House Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill is one of the few bills that have real savings that are really countable, and I think we might be needed in some of these other calculations. So for whatever the reason, if there's a window of opportunity, I want to get the Farm Bill done.
Obviously, if the Dems do continue to hold the Senate, that means you'll be working once again with Ms. Stabenow.
Continue to work with Chairwoman Stabenow, if indeed that's the case. Debbie and I developed a wonderful relationship a year ago as we worked through the super committee process. I think once my work is done on the floor of the House so I can go to conference, we can come to some understandings. Now, remember, whatever's worked out in conference committee still has to be ratified by both the House and the Senate and signed by the President.
A lot of work to do. You spent a lot of time, I know, leading up to the election night, crisscrossing the country. Did you get pretty good reception as far as trying to get, some momentum going in the lame duck?
Yes, trying to convince some of the incumbents who I was attempting to help, both in California, Alabama, Florida, about the importance of concluding the Farm Bill process, and in some other races where there are potential future members of the House Agriculture Committee, trying to get them to understand the nature of the Ag Committee, the Farm Bill process, and why, when they arrive, if we can't get this done in December, if there is a one-year extension, be prepared to hit the ground running in the spring. We're not going to start all over in our hearing process. We're going back to markup immediately if we can't complete this in the present session of Congress. Because remember, when the new Congress comes in January, all legislative business expires. You have to start fresh.
That means including nutrition, obviously, in the Farm Bill.
Including the nutrition title, conservation, the commodity, everything. Now, there's a particular area or two where you've got things that are critical mass. The committee lawyers tell me that the first thing that really kicks in with dramatic force in the pre-2008 Farm Bill is the 49 dairy law. That's January 1, 2013. That's not that many weeks away, Ron. And the potential of going back to the 49 law, on first blush, the thought of $38 milk or $51 milk is kind of exciting to some of my dairymen. But then they realize it's implemented under the provisions of the 49 law. And I don't think USDA's figured out how to take the world in 1949 and move it to January 1, 2013.
So, obviously you want the five-year package, but is an extension a real possibility?
If we can't get the five-year package done, then there has to be an extension. Because after dairy language on January 1, 2013, best I can determine, the next crop that is directly affected will be hard red winter wheat. And that comes at harvest time next spring. Now, assuming it rains, Ron, so we have some crop to raise, to harvest, but nonetheless, that's the next trigger. If we're not going to have time to do the complete bill, then we've got to have a one-year extension. I've got to have certainty, I think, for my neighbors, so when they deal with their bankers, when they deal with their spouse, when they deal with their suppliers, and they deal with their landlords, they can actually say, this is what's going to happen.
Will Mr. Cantor give you time on the floor, you think, in the lame duck?
I think the question comes down to how many weeks will we be there. If they're really going to do tax, if they're really going to do military sequestration, then we've got time. You've heard me say time and time again exactly what I've been telling leadership. Give me from midnight to sunrise. Give me 3 or 4 days. Just give me the time to do my work on the floor. We'll get our work done. We'll get across the floor. We'll build that coalition of the middle. We'll go to conference, and we'll work out a palatable package, I think, that ultimately can be completed. But if taxes and the military spending get punted with an extension of 6 months or a year, then we're not going to be there. I'm not going to have any floor time.